This piece was brought to you by Rolling Press, rollingpress.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Opinion.
In 4 out of 10 American households, men are the primary food shoppers. Between the growing trend of more stay-at-home dads and the rise of non-traditional households with roommates instead of spouses, advertising companies are desperate to get guys to buy their stuff. And they're doing so by playing with some antiquated stereotypes. Americans obsess over portrayals of women in media, but what about the guys? I think it's high time we gave them some of our attention. Many food companies seem hugely concerned with reassuring shoppers that they are not sacrificing their manliness by cooking or shopping for food, and that in fact, they should prove their machismo through food. This shift toward hyper-masculine reassurance makes sense, because what masculinity looks like in America is evolving very quickly. Market researcher Brona Cosgrave explains.
I think the image that men have of themselves has diversified. Whether you like the term or not, there's the metro male does exist, so does the stay-at-home dad, and all male households. And of course, there's the yummies, the young urban male. So it's no longer a case of one hat fits all when it comes to marketing to men. And in advertising alone, I think you can see the industry responding to this.
The food industry is responding, but the way they're doing it doesn't make much sense. Guys are the focus of a swath of new, over-the-top ads and products that kindly remind them that they aren't quite manly enough. Where we once had Miracle Whip commercials about mom making the best sandwich ever, now we see ads for the same mayo featuring a soundtrack of heavy metal and tough guys bringing the friggin' artichoke dip to parties. Powerful Yogurt, a protein-heavy Greek yogurt that claims to help you find your inner abs, is one of the most exaggerated products to come from this trend. Laura Lindenfeld is a gender and media professor at the University of Maine, and she finds it fascinating.
There's been some really interesting discussion about male bodies and the lengths that men will go to compensate for imperfection. We tend to think about women and bodies, but there's a lot of interest in the research world on men and bodies. And it strikes me, especially in this image of the powerful yogurt, that the yogurt container itself is actually shaped like an idealized male torso, tapering down to the waist. So the yogurt container itself is really strong. And this reminds me of images that we see in movies that ensure men's physical strength as a way for saying that men get to maintain social power.
This idea of proving your manliness through food is not new. What's new is that the tactic is being used for things that aren't hot sauces with skulls or warning labels on the bottle. Mike Runietta is the host of PBS Idea Channel, a popular YouTube show that breaks down big concepts from pop culture into their tiniest parts. They recently did an episode on hot sauce labels and American food attitudes. So I decided to pick Mike's brain about guys showing their bravery by eating spicy food.
It's just a very funny characteristic of a very particular subset of hot sauces, right? That they're advertising this idea that you're going to put this thing on your food and it's going to turn your food into a challenge, into work, that it is a thing that you will have to endure, and that having done that, you will have sort of had victory over your meal.
When I asked Mike what he thought about applying this concept to other foods, he had a lot to say.
It seems to be a favorite trope of advertising. If evidence is to suggest anything, I would guess that it is probably very effective. There's that diet soda for men, and all the advertisements are like dudes in jeeps going on safari, like driving over cliffs and stuff. I don't feel condescended to, but it also immediately makes me uninterested. Like, those things advertise that they are not for me. They're like, I'm not interested in appearing tough or bringing friggin' anything. Like, I just want to bring regular old good artichoke dip.
In 2014, people are no longer dependent on old-fashioned concepts of who they ought to be. Men can be confident, smart, or even brave without advertising telling them how to do it. They can cook and clean, take care of children, dress well, and make their own decisions without being disqualified from some cult of manliness. My dad worked from home when I was a kid. He was a stay-at-home dad, but he also happens to have a PhD and is an avid runner. He just finished a mini triathlon. He's 70. The market is fragmenting fast. I'm pretty convinced that's a good thing, and big corporate marketers need to catch up. This is Elizabeth Sachs reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.